Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, I want to talk to you about the word of the God who seeks us. And I'm going to read to you the last two verses of that great psalm, Psalm 119. Here we go, verses 175 and 176 of Psalm 119, where we read, "Let my soul live, and it shall praise you, and let your judgments help me. I have gone astray like a lost sheep. Seek your servant, for I do not forget your commandments." The end of the great Psalm 119 is fitting. The last few verses begin, "Let my soul live, and it shall praise you, and let your judgments help me." The psalmist recognized that his soul needed both life from God and guidance from God's word. With this combination of life and guidance, he would build a healthy relationship with God. The ending section of this great psalm emphasizes the psalmist's great need for God and his dependence upon him. His love and dedication to the word of God has not made him more spiritually independent, but rather more spiritually dependent upon God. And what did the psalmist need? Well, he needed understanding, he needed deliverance, he needed the ability to worship God rightly, he needed the power to live an upright life, and he needed the strength to persevere. All of these things are mentioned in this last section of Psalm 119. And this great psalm ends on a touching note. The psalmist says, "I have gone astray like a lost sheep." The psalmist remembered his own frailty and sinful tendencies, and therefore he asked God to seek him. He wasn't like one of those pet dogs or cats that can somehow always find its way home. No, he was like a lost sheep that will wander further and further from home until the shepherd finds and restores him. Notice the next line, "Seek your servant, for I do not forget your commandments." We can surmise that God sought his servant in his word. God does seek after us in his word. His word tests us. It encourages us. It strengthens us. It rebukes us. It helps us. It teaches us. It gives us understanding. It protects us. So it's a very significant phrase, "Seek your servant." He acknowledged that he was lost and he needed God to seek him out. So he was poor and lost and weak, yet he was also a servant of God, and he could ask for help on that basis. This wonderful psalm ends on the reminder that the power and greatness of God's word does not rest only in its literary brilliance. Its greatness and glory is in the fact that God comes to us and seeks us in and through his word. Hey, as you give consideration to God's word today, sense what the psalmist says to be true in your life. The Lord is seeking you in and through his word. I pray that happens for you today.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.